Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Religion and drugs have often gone together, and that's very much the case in the US, where the Church of Ambrosia, which is officially registered as a religion, has over 100,000 members. The vice journalist, Maitha Busby, visited one of its affiliates in Oakland, California. Maitha, good afternoon to you.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on.
This whole thing started as a joke at Burning Man.
It did indeed. Yeah, I think in 2009, some folks developed an idea to have a religion called the Book of More Pot. At the time, that the leader of the religion was, yeah, a cannabis activist. And he told me he was smoking more than an ounce, so about 30 grams some days. And as time went on, that religion kind of morphed into more of like a magic mushroom church. And mm-hmm. today it has 100,000 members in Oakland, California.
Okay. And is it just in or is it across the country in the US?
Well, there's dozens, if not hundreds, of psychedelic churches now in the US. They're like nominally protected by a 2006 Supreme Court ruling, which regulated the Brazilian ayahuasca church factions that are in the US. Mm-hmm. But it's really over the last 5 years that they've been popping up. I mean, this one is unique because they've basically got like a dispensary where they're selling magic mushrooms and cannabis, you know, massive quantities every day. Whereas, you know, the others maybe just put on retreats and aren't as in the open. But, you know, it started off as a joke. And obviously, in my article, it was nuanced, and you know, like you have to, you know, not always take this stuff with a straight bat.
Yeah.
But clearly, it seems that they're doing, you know, some social good. You know, folks that were on different pharmaceutical drugs are healing with mushrooms, and I think that should be celebrated.
Now, but the place you visited in Oakland, as you say, had a dispensary, so there's an element of business to that particular chapter of the church. Do all of them do that?
Well, this church only has like two sort of bricks and mortar facilities. And yeah, they're both basically dispensaries. And then every so often the chap does a sermon. The other churches, some of them have online marketplaces where you can get sent your sacrament, and yeah, others you have to just go to a retreat or something. But this church apparently is bringing in about $5 million a year. They do say that most of it goes straight away on overheads and rent, but yeah, it's no small potatoes.
Okay, right. And so as I understand it, as you described in your article, when you went to visit them, you had to actually join the church before you were allowed to interview anybody.
Yeah, I mean, there was a whole process because they'd had a raid in 2020 from the police. So now they've got like an armed guard, and you have to fill out, yeah, several forms actually, proving you're not a federal officer and that you do believe that psychedelic drugs and cannabis can help you access God. And I mean, coincidentally, I believe that to be true, and not to share too much, but yeah, I've had experiences communing with God with psychedelic drugs. So I am somewhat, I wouldn't say a believer, but I'm at least sympathetic to some of their views.
Mm. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, part of their belief is that psychedelic drugs actually were what caused evolution, that apes took psychedelic drugs and then thought, I know, iPads.
It's quite an out there idea. It began with the ethnobotanist Terence McKenna and his stoned ape theory, which basically posits that the mysterious doubling of the brain about 200,000 years ago, which hasn't actually, you know, got a sort of mainstream explanation, and yeah, the transition from Homo erectus to Homo sapiens, he put forward that it was at least contributed to by the consumption of magic mushrooms. This church take it a bit further in their literature and suggest that even before, I mean, magic mushrooms have been dated back 65 million years with some sort of carbon dating. And they're saying that monkeys began communicating with each other to explain spirits and their trips to each other. And that's where religion itself began.
And so the what's the rest of their theology, if you like? Do they, you know, did they talk about right and wrong in you know, the sermons that people go to hear? What's usually the content of these sermons?
I mean, it's very sort of out there talk about consciousness, like the interconnectedness of all things. I mean, they also talk a lot about doing extremely large doses of magic mushrooms. That's one of their sort of core planks. And I do think, you know, one has to be extremely careful with these things. So I, you know, was sure to highlight that in the piece that, yeah, these guys might, you know, benefit from taking this stuff a bit more seriously.
Mm. And so who's the ultimate head of this church now?
His name is Dave Hodges. I've met him several times now.
Mm-hmm. And what's your impression of him?
Yeah, I mean, he was a former like computer engineer, and then he became like a cannabis activist, and he opened like a store, like a medical store and then a legal cannabis store in California. Honestly, like, I think he's a good guy. I think I think his heart's in the right place, but I think he's on his own, you know, incredibly deep mental health, spiritual journey. I don't necessarily think that he's, you know, the type of guy, you know, that I would choose to run like 100,000 person religion and, you know, even semi kind of worship him, like when he's got hundreds of people watching his sermons. Mm. But I think he's a good guy. I think there's certainly, you know, some priests and vicars out there that have, that I would, you know, probably prefer Dave to you know, look over my church.
Is he making money out of this?
I mean, he certainly gets the salary. As I said, I think they bring in about $5 million a year. So presumably he's getting some sort of salary. I don't know exactly how much. The Daily Mail did do a bit of a hit piece on him a while back. You know, he doesn't he's not wearing a Rolex. Mm. You know, probably he's on a decent salary, you know, but I don't think he'll be on anything, you know, too major. But then again, you know, he's basically, you know, selling mushrooms and doing the odd sermon. So it's good work if you can get it.
Yeah. And he probably gets free drugs as well. I would suspect, not to cast any aspersions on their business model. Thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Maithey Busby there, who was writing about that church for Vice.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of Black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for Black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.